The senior national football team, the Black Stars, last night whitewashed the Crocodiles of Lesotho by 7-0 in the World Cup qualifier at the Baba Yara Sports Stadium in Kumasi. We bring you the details.
The Stars came close to scoring but wasted earlier chances that came their way in the first, third and 8 minutes, which were squandered by Ajiman Bedu, Jordan Ayew and Dominic Edia. As they continued to lay siege, Sule Muntari opened the score in the 16th minute with a long lob which sailed over Lesotho defenders and beat goalkeeper Fasumani Kolu, who had come out of the post. The visitors accepted the challenge and mounted a series of attacks but was short-lived as Dominic Edia netted Ghana's second goal. Jordan Ayew followed up with a spectacular goal in the 44th minute after splitting the defence of Lesotho. On resumption, the Stars continued with the onslaught and probed for more goals, which yielded dividend as Edia, who intercepted a pass in the midfield and raced deep into the opponent's goal area, beating a defender and unleashed a perfect shot in the blind side of the goalkeeper. Few minutes after the goal, the floodlights went off and it took about 1 hour for the technicians to restore power. When the game resumed, a rejuvenated Stars scored 3 quick goals to the satisfaction of the sports enthusiasts who thronged the stadium to cheer the Stars up. Substitute Christian Achu, Jordan Ayew and Jerry Akamenku were on hand to score in the 85th, 90th and 2 minutes into injury time.
You heard details of yesterday's qualifier between the national football team, the Black Stars, and the Crocodiles of Lesotho. Meanwhile, a sports analyst, Kokal Tufor, has described as embarrassing the power outage brought the match between the Black Stars of Ghana and Lesotho in the World Cup qualifier to a standstill for more than 40 minutes. According to Mr. Tufor, there should be a standby generator to offset such eventualities. He said the person responsible for the misfortune should not be allowed to go scot-free. Mr. Tufor spoke to Kingsley Obentre.
I don't know what created the problem, but I'll tell you one thing. It's a massive embarrassment to the National Sports Council. Sincerely, this had nothing to do with the FA. The FA doesn't own the stadium. If it was a case of power outage at the Kumasi vicinity, then surely the generator should have been on standby. If it was that the generator was not functioning well, whose responsibility is it? It's the National Sports Council. They cannot escape blame for this. It really makes me believe that it wasn't a major blackout, because if you remember, there were lights
at the stadium.
Standards. Absolutely. Yeah. So clearly, on that basis, it could have been power outage. And so the finger points to whoever is the National Sports Council boss in Kumasi. He should bear responsibility for it. Absolutely.
Some snippets of information we picked show that even this afternoon, they inspected that facility and it was functioning well. What could have gone wrong?
That is not an excuse. It was working yesterday, the night before, the day before, afternoon. That's no excuse. It's like telling me that something was done yesterday and wet, but today something happened and unfortunately we had 3 deaths. Somebody must be held responsible here. Whether they tried it or not, it happened during your tenure.
A sports analyst, Carl Tufor, talking to Kingsley Obentre. Radio Ghana sports correspondent Benjamin Willie Graham, who covered the match, reports that officials attributed the power outage to the malfunction of the generator, of the alternator to the generator.
When we had the game going on and a referee stopped the game because the floodlights were not coming, everybody got confused because we didn't know what was happening. It was then that we get to realize that there was a very serious issue with the floodlights. What was the issue? We were then told at the last minute that the alternator to the generator was not functioning. And that brought about the huge blackout that everybody in Ghana saw at the Baba Yara Sports Stadium. So the match commissioner then had to have mercy on us, because well over 30 minutes, the light had not been restored. And in association football, after 30 minutes, when nothing happens, the match commissioner has the only option to say either to continue the game or to discontinue the game. Now, let's also not forget that the Lesotho team, they were leaving after the game. And then the Black Stars are expected to leave Ghana just tomorrow for Zambia, because the next game is against Zambia. There was no time for anybody to say, I'm going to wait or rest for a day or two. And so the match needed to continue.
Since the Lesotho team also wanted a match to be finished today.
Yes. They said that they were not going to wait because already they were tired and they were losing by 4-0, and they didn't know what was going to happen next.
Radio Ghana's correspondent Benjamin Willie Graham, away from last night's match.